From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting, saying Iran is not living up to the spirit of a two-year-old nuclear agreement it signed with Western powers. U.S. President Donald Trump has unveiled a new U.S. strategy toward Tehran.
We will work with our allies to counter the regime's destabilizing activity and support for terrorist proxies in the region. And we will place additional sanctions on the regime to block their financing of terror. We will address the regime's proliferation of missiles and weapons that threaten its neighbors' global trade and freedom of navigation. And finally, we will deny the regime all paths to a nuclear weapon.
Mr. Trump stopped short of pulling the United States out of the 2015 deal involving Iran, the permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany and the European Union. A U.S.-Canadian family has left Pakistan, headed for the U.K. after 5 years in Taliban captivity. Acting on a tip from the U.S., Pakistani troops rescued the family. U.S. Lieutenant General Kenneth McKenzie says this is a good sign for relations with Pakistan.
We would view this actual recovery of the citizens in Pakistan by Pakistani forces as a very favorable development along that line. So we would view this as a very positive thing that Pakistan has done moving forward.
The couple disappeared while backpacking in Afghanistan in 2012. U.S. military officials are urging Kurdish and Iraqi forces gathered on the outskirts of the disputed oil-rich city of Kirkuk to tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. If Iraqi forces enter Kurdish territories, the leadership there says it would be an act of aggression. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Following the U.S. decision to quit the United Nations Organization for Education, Science, and Culture, Israel announced it, too, will withdraw from the organization. VOA's Gladys Ahok reports that the Trump administration also cited anti-Israel bias as a reason for its withdrawal.
U.S. representative at UNESCO headquarters in Paris, Chris Hagedorn, gave two reasons for withdrawal.
One was mounting arrears, which have been mounting since 2011 when this organization admitted Palestine as a member state. Second issue, unfortunately, this venue has become politicized, undermining the work of UNESCO across its mandate.
The United States has long called for a reform of the UN's cultural body. Earlier this year, UNESCO declared the ancient core of Hebron, a contested city in Israeli-occupied West Bank, as a Palestinian World Heritage Site in danger. And in 2015, it adopted a resolution that criticized Israel for mishandling heritage sites in Jerusalem. Both decisions were condemned by Israel and its allies. Gladys Ahok, VOA News, Washington.
China will host one party Congress next week that Chinese leader Xi Jinping will use to further solidify his power as the country's supreme leader. The Congress meets every 5 years. Scores of civilians have fled Raqqa ahead of an anticipated final push into this city by U.S.-backed fighters aiming to retake it from the Islamic State militants. Hundreds of civilians have been streaming out of Raqqa in the past few days from the remaining neighborhoods held by IS. They are taking advantage of a slowdown in fighting by coalition troops meant to help civilians safely evacuate. Residents say local IS fighters have been surrendering in recent weeks, but still hold a few areas of the city, including the stadium and national hospital. Many of those who escaped the city are now malnourished after being trapped by the fighting for several months. U.S.-backed fighters of the opposition Syrian Democratic Forces have been on the offensive in Raqqa since June 5th and have so far captured more than 80% of the city. Deadly wildfires continue to burn in the northern part of the U.S. state of California, and many are feeling lucky to have survived with their lives. The fire's path of destruction lacked rhyme or reason, destroying an entire winery in one case, but leaving patio furniture outside the tasting room untouched. Pierre Barbent, who has been a winemaker for the past 20 years, says he feels lucky. He says when the fire came to his winery on the Silverado Trail, the main artery of Napa's wine country, he grabbed a hose and tried to fight the flames himself. One of the winery's owners, who was in the residence above it, fled after alerting the staff to the fire. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.